Tobin out, but will be returning next week. J-Fig out, will be returning next week. In the meantime, you got me, you got Leroy, you got Dan Day. It is going to be a beautiful, beautiful Friday if you stick with us right here for the remainder of the show. Let's hop right into some headlines that are brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. You always pay less with the price detail at Doral Kia. You can visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Yesterday, an epic game two of the Stanley Cup final had the Carolina Hurricanes storming back after giving up game one to Vegas, this time on the other side of an epic historic comeback. 3 goals in 5 minutes in the third period to take the lead. Vegas tied it. Controversial call. Overtime thriller. Carolina wins it. Some of the loudest I've ever heard a hockey arena. And it truly is shaping up to be an amazing series.
We've been there.
Game two of the NBA Finals tonight. Knicks Spurs. I got some statistics. You guys want to hear some statistics about game two?
Sure.
Let me tell you, for San Antonio specifically, this game is important because while no team has won the finals after dropping games one and two at home.
At home.
Teams that split the first two games in their own building have a 28-12 record all time. So 70% of the time they win.
That's another reason why I asked Dan, because I kind of read something about that. And yeah. We put so much importance on having game seven on the home floor. How often does a series go to game seven?
It's rare. I'm assuming it's rare.
Right. So if I'm thinking that way.
Yeah.
Right. I want as many games as I can.
Yeah.
At home before I even get to that point. Right.
Well,
so now we're going to play before we get to game seven.
Yeah.
We're going to play three games in Carolina, and they have it's a 1-1 tie.
Yeah, basketball does 2-2, 1-1-1, right?
Yeah, they used to do 2-3-2.
Yeah,
and I would always, if I'm the 2-3-2, I would rather play the three.
Yeah, three in a row at home. That bodes well. Even if you lose the first two, at least you get three in a row, and then you still have a bit of a safety net that you're building up. But if the Knicks are able to win both one and two on the road, they will join the 93 Bulls and the 95 Rockets, who are the only other two teams to win both games, one and two on the road. Of course, both of those teams went on to win the title. So that would kind of, like you mentioned, Dunzo.
And I'm only going to be looking at one guy.
Wemby. Yeah.
And it's not even his output. It's his energy. Yeah. Right? Because how many times did a Knick drive to the rim and didn't have to worry about Wemby? It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, look, to give him benefit of the doubt, San Antonio is 5-1 this postseason following a loss. And in those games, he puts up 26-10 and two blocks. So at the very least, you know that he responds. He's not just going to, he's not going to Chet Holmgren this thing. Oh. Yesterday, Wemby was quoted as saying, "We're not here by chance." It's reassuring to know these guys, the 18 guys we got, are built this way and are resilient. So, him, this is a guy who trains with monks and does Navy SEALs things and, does a bunch of crazy mental gymnastics to make sure that he is ready.
That does not for energy, though.
It does. It does not. But I just know that I'm not going to have to worry about mentally, is he going to respond?
No. I'm not worried about him mentally.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, he responds well to people trying to be physical with him.
Yeah.
Right. He has responded well to that. I don't know if he's ever had to deal with somebody like Cat. And I don't know why the coach put him in that situation. Wimby is best when they set their offense and he's somewhere by the rim or cutting to the rim. On defense, when he's near the rim, defending the rim. The fact that in the first game, he barely was in the paint. How you going to be 7'4" and not even like and visit the paint every now and then?
That is must have been a schematic thing in which he was told to follow Cat, and the Knicks were like, all right, if he's following Cat, let's take him all out of the paint, beat him off the dribble, and now Cat they have to make an adjustment.
Both Cat and Wimby, believe it or not, everybody talks about how you should have a big on them, right? But it's actually the opposite. You want somebody that can move their feet and stay in front of them. That's what you want.
And then have Wimby help up top. Or like, you know, over the top.
Right.
Now, we have some history on the line tonight. The Knicks currently riding a 12-game win streak in these playoffs. And amid the win streak, Knicks have outscored their opponents by over 272 points, which is the largest point differential in any 12-game span in NBA history, regular season or playoff. Mm-hmm. But tonight specifically, they have an opportunity to compete with the 98-99 Spurs. I've been mentioning as I've been hosting the show that we're partying like it's 1999, reflecting on the 99 finals between the Spurs and Knicks that went 4-1 in favor of the Spurs. But the streak that is currently at risk, like I mentioned, is this 12-game win streak. Mm-hmm. The all-time longest win streak in a single postseason. Can you guess which team? It was 15 wins. Can you guess which team achieved that streak, Leroy?
I mean, being that you just said the Spurs, I'm going to say the Spurs.
Fair. The Spurs were close. They were in where the Knicks are right now in second place. The 98-99 Spurs had 12 wins in a single postseason on their way to securing the victory.
So
and the Knicks now, have 12 right now.
So now I either got to go Bulls or Lakers.
Fair. You'd be wrong with both of them. The Lakers had 11 in 88 and 89, and the Lakers had 11 in 2000, 2001. But there was only one team who pulled off 15 straight victories in a single postseason, and that was 2016, 2017 Golden State Warriors.
Oh, that would have been,
yeah. Now, if the Knicks win tonight, they move into second place with 13 straight wins, making that the second longest active streak, or the second longest streak in a single postseason. So a lot of different things on the line today, a lot of statistics to watch for sure. We'll see, man. We'll see. It was a decent game one. You know, it took a heroic performance by Jalen Brunson.
But that's why we're here.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? We're here because of those heroic moments that we've seen during the playoffs, during the season, by these two teams, by Wimby, by, you know, Brunson, by Vassell, by, you know, all these guys. So
do you remember, speaking of heroic performances, do you remember last year, I believe on this date, the heroic performance that helped the Indiana Pacers beat the Thunder in game one of the NBA Finals? That was when Tyrese Halliburton had that game-winning jump shot with, like, it was like 0.3 seconds
when
left.
When it bounced
like
crazy?
Yeah. It was crazy.
At you 15 know, I call that the Kawhi.
Yeah.
When Kawhi shot that ball.
Kawhi from the side. Yeah,
from the side, it bounced.
I love that he was, like, able to, like, crouch down, too, and you see the photo of everyone just watching the ball. Yeah, that's going to be an epic one for sure, but yeah, last year on this day, Tyrese Halliburton hit that crazy shot against OKC that bounced in and ended up.
And then he got hurt.
Yeah, and hey, man, he's not doing great. He is definitely going through it, and you know, we all obviously wish him a speedy recovery. But to see he took
the whole year off, so he should be okay.
No, but still, he took the whole year off, but there was still like complications that I think came outside of the actual physical injury itself. I think there was some sort of disease, not disease, but like some sort of something that he had that I remember hearing that like went
further than just like,
COVID.
I think he got COVID.
That was it. I felt like it was like something that,
that was it.
I know COVID's bad. Don't get me wrong, but I think it was like, I don't know. I remember feeling like, damn, that sucks. Like all the things are lining up against him. But anyway, more headlines for you here. The Marlins are back in action today after sweeping the Nationals. Have an opportunity to face the Tampa Bay only on, what is it, Fridays, Dan, or Sundays? Which do they do the Devil Rays?
Oh, Sundays. No, but that's when they're at home. So, yeah, no.
Oh, they're okay. So screw them. All right. The normal Tampa Bay Rays. Those losers are in town.
All right. Tyrese Halliburton had shingles.
Shingles. There you go. Okay.
Jeez. Yeah. Wait. Yeah, see. Shingles as a young person?
As long as you have chickenpox at some point in your life.
That's an adult. That's basically, shingles is basically adult chickenpox.
Yeah.
You know, when you was a kid and you saw one of your friends come to school with all that calamine lotion on them, stay away.
Oh, yeah.
You knew you were about to take a week off from school soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never had chicken box. You guys had chicken box?
Yeah.
I remember they used to do these, well, not that I remember because I've never been one, but I have seen that they used to do chicken pox parties. Like if you got chicken pox, you then like had other friends with kids and they were like, oh, okay, well, you know, I want to get this over with. I'm going to bring my kids over and purposely get them chicken pox. All right, Leroy, look, you're looking at me a crazy way. I didn't do this. We got one word for people who did this. Intangible.
Dude.
A chicken pot party. You never been to a chicken pot? I'm more of a chicken pot pie kind of guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Like, is that crazy?
Yeah, man. Chicken pox party.
What's wrong with y'all?
I don't know. Listen, I don't have chicken pox.
My wife asked me yesterday.
Yeah.
To break down intangible versus tangible. Why do y'all always use that? So I broke it down for her.
Yeah, good. Listen, there's like a Key and Peele sketch that really sums it up where, you know, they're comparing white players and black players and like for the black players, they're like, oh, athlete, jump out of the gym.
Right, but that's where it started.
For sure.
That's where it started. Cause I asked Tobin, I said, can a black guy be an intangible? Can he do intangible stuff? We never even the announcers. Every time you say he does all the intangibles, you look out, it's a white guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't make this rule up.
Sneaky quick, sneaky fast. What race is that? Sneaky fast is never like
that. Yeah.
It's always like a Julian Edelman.
Bruce Bowen.
Bruce Bowen. Listen. I would say Braxton Berrios, sneaky fast. You got to watch out for that guy. You got to watch out for him. Anyway.
Now, wasn't that the DB, the cornerback for the Dolphins?
Oh, right, Ethan Bonner.
He's fast.
No, he's fast for sure.
Yeah.
But then, you know, but you always hear. And then you know what his nickname is always going to be?
What?
White Lightning.
Yeah.
For sure. And if he was good at basketball, he'd be White Chocolate.
Yeah,
there's just unfortunately there's no. Every time I played basketball on a basketball court where I was from,
intangibles, I'm intangibles for tangibles is 3-and-D guy.
Oh yeah, sure. Hey, that's Bruce Bowen. That's Bruce Bowen right there.
Did you tell her about intangibles? Yeah, I told her why we use the tangibles versus intangibles because she didn't. She said, "I always hear you saying that. I find myself saying that, you know, like I always." When she cooks something, I'm like, this is some more intangibles BS right here.
Now that I've said the word so much, I cannot imagine someone who's not tied into like the sports world just hearing that word. Like, what the hell are they even talking about?
Right.
It's going to be a cruel summer indeed, but not if you are a soccer fan. Actually, it's going to be a great summer if you are a soccer fan, which I know you are, Dan. I've heard that you've made it on over to the new stadium. And I heard it's a bit empty.
New stadium.
Yes,
it's packed with people.
Yes.
But the infrastructure is still a little bit empty.
Still working on it.
It's one of those things. Like, just get it up. Just get it up. We'll figure out the rest. And now they're figuring out the rest.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Exactly. There are some new rules, though, for the FIFA World Cup. Dan, are you familiar with these new rules?
I mean, pay $1 million and watch a game, although I heard the prices have come down. No, I'd like to hear them, because sometimes you're kind of just guessing, because each tournament in each league and each everything has their own rules, so you can't always know what's going on. So I'd like to hear these rules.
Right. So players will now be wearing shoulder pads and helmets and will be fighting for the ball at the center of the field.
I think that's the different football. That's not.
Sorry. Different one. I'm looking at, I apologize. That may be a different league. I'm so sorry about that. Okay. Here's the right one. The tush push will no longer. Okay. No. They are new rules explained. We're talking no goalkeeper timeouts, a red card for covering your mouth. Strange, right? VAR for corners. Let's start there. As we all know, because we're all soccer experts here on the show, VAR is what we call it. It's what the cool kids call it. Video assistant referee will now be allowed to review a number of things. They're taking her jobs, Leroy. The robots are taking her jobs. An incorrectly awarded corner kick will now be reviewable, but only as long as it doesn't delay the restart. All right. We're trying to speed things up. These new rules are trying to speed things up, Leroy. We got places to be. We got money to make.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
Are people involved?
Yes.
And you can't speed things up.
Oh, I can speed it up, yeah, dude.
That's my question. When has instant replay ever sped up a game? So that they're like,
oh, it's gonna be so quick.
They're like, they'll only do VAR if it doesn't impede the speed of the game. It's like, well, that's what instant replay does, is it stops the game and they replay something.
Oh, you don't know, Dan. It's gonna be so, so smooth. There won't be any issues with this at all. A red card that is issued from a second yellow card that is clearly incorrect can now be reviewed, Dan. You like that one, though, huh?
That's important.
That's important.
Because you don't want to be down a man, and you don't want to have one of your best players possibly kicked out of a game,
yeah,
for the wrong reasons. So, yes, absolutely. That could be momentous for some teams.
Now, what about this one? You ever seen this in basketball? You'll see, like, someone commit a foul, but you know, like, that this is a guy who only gets a couple minutes. So even though it was on the star player, this scrub player will raise his hand like, it was me, guys.
Yeah, they do that in basketball.
For sure. Now, that, a case of mistaken identity when a player is punished with a yellow or red card for a foul committed by another player, is now reviewable, Dan.
That's good.
That's good.
I mean, the referee try to get it like, right in the first place.
Most of these rules are designed to get things right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna try things now, Dan. There is no dump button for what I'm about to do, so get ready to cover your webcam. All right. See if you can read my lips. You see what I just did there? Yeah. Can't say that on air. And you know why I just did that, Leroy?
Because now it's a red card. It's a red card for
any player who covers their mouth with a hand, arm, or shirt during a confrontation with an opponent will be punished with a red card.
Well, you know why they're doing that, right?
Why is that, Dan?
The racist things that the guys yell.
Yes. Oh,
and then they cover it up by, oh, there's a language barrier. No, they know. It's not just racist. It's also, how do you call it? Sexual orientated, too. Yeah.
Ah, nice. Yeah, see, me personally, I appreciate that, because if we're going to get a little trash talk, I'm trying to get my money's worth. You know, I got to see this. I want to be able to see. Did you see what he just said?
Can I?
I'm tired of the LeBron.
Can I just tell you?
How can I tell if I'm cursing you out if I talk like this?
You know what the difference between that and football is?
What's that?
Somebody say the wrong thing, they're going to have to deal with them hands.
Yeah, or coming down the middle. You know, it's a very, very physical sport. Although, you know, I have seen some crazy clips in which soccer can get. Like, I've seen someone dig some cleats into a thigh and the thigh open up. It's nasty. It can get nasty for sure. But hopefully it won't lead to that, because these rules and regulations. Because we know, Leroy, when sports do new rules and regulations, they always work. So this is going to go smooth.
I think they're changing the rules to try as much as they can to make the game fair.
Fair and fast, including 10-second substitutions. Sub players have 10 seconds to leave the field at the nearest point of exit.
Oh, my God. It's, no lie. When there's a substitution, it's almost forever. Like it's we might as well go to TV timeout, like a pitcher change.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It does take long. So now they got 10 seconds. If they don't, then the player due to come on must wait at least 1 minute until the next stoppage in play and are waved on by the referee. That means that their team must play with 10 men until they arrive. That's crazy. You're losing out on a guy if you don't do the substitution within the 10-second window.
It's actually a well-thought-out rule. I give them credit. Give FIFA a little bit of credit on that one right there.
Dan, I will. I have been saying it. These are great rules.
That one is.
The other one, it wasn't bad. You know, the mistaken identity for the VAR wasn't bad to avoid racism, to keep the mouth uncovered. You know, I think, I mean, I don't know if it'll avoid racism, but I mean, maybe we got a little bit of punishment. You know, you can't be racist behind your jersey anymore. Back in my day, you could be racist behind your jersey. Sorry. 5-second restart. If the referee feels the player is deliberately taking too long on a throw-in or a goal kick, they will instigate a 5-second countdown at the end of which team will be penalized. The ref will raise their hand to begin the countdown. If the ball isn't in play by the time that is over, then the possession will be reversed. If it's throw-in, then another throw-in will be awarded to the opponents. What do you think of that one? 5-second restart.
It sounds like basketball.
Yeah, come on, we gotta get the inbound in. 1, 2, 3. Injured players leaving the pitch. An outfield player who is treated by medical staff must leave the pitch for 1 minute. There could be exceptions with goalkeeper injuries, severe injuries, or collisions. What do you think of this one?
I can't figure out the injury rules with this. And all right, stop adding 17 minutes to the end of a game. I don't know when the game ends. I'm like, that's the most frustrating thing about soccer.
Yeah, or the most exciting thing.
Yeah. He said the most exciting.
Wow. No, I said, did I say exciting? I meant frustrating.
No, I said exciting. That's what's exciting about it. They put 6 extra minutes, but you don't know. They're keeping the clock themselves. And, you know, they might let the clock run a little bit if it looks like there's some action. You have to sit on the edge of your seat those whole 6 to 9 to 10 minutes, Leroy.
Extra time. There were now hydration breaks each half. There will be 3 minutes allowed in each half for a hydration break due to extreme temperatures in the host countries. So you can imagine Hard Rock Stadium having much more humidity than they may be accustomed to, although they were just in the Middle East. Were they just in Qatar? I don't know. What do I know about anything? A longer halftime break for the World Cup final, huh? That's interesting.
Do we have to hear Shakira do another terrible song like the one she has now with Burna Boy?
Shakira, terrible. Who is Drake?
That song is terrible. Her songs for the World Cup, it's for soccer, are just terrible.
Did you see? Yeah, actually, you know, I have heard some that are.
Sound like some she just threw together.
No, it's really bad. But
I have it somewhere around here.
Did you see who was made the official World Cup song? I Show Speed, a streamer who doesn't even really make music, has now been awarded the official. Well, I don't know. Actually, I've heard 15 different official World Cup songs.
Yeah, I thought it was this one with Shakira and Burna Boy. What a combination. Yes. Here we go. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Let's hear it.
Oh,
yeah. AI wrote that. What is this?
It really does. Is that true? It sounds like it.
It sounds like it, dude. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not the official song. It's added to the official album. I Show Speed's viral champion song officially added to the FIFA World Cup 2026 album. This is very strange. This is a very strange thing that they're doing here. Like, I understand that. You know, it's a global tournament, so we're getting a lot of different nations, and one thing that could connect multiple nations that speak multiple languages in the same way sport does is music. So I understand the idea of attempting to market this product via music, but there is a bunch of garbage music coming out for this damn World Cup, dude. I have not heard anything that I'm like, oh, thank God. And it, like, you know,
you think everyone, they went Timu?
I know they went. No, they went AI, dude. They really went AI with it. Like, I hear all these songs that are like, they're like the official Brazil song where they like name the players in the song or something. They're like Neymar, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, bro, you literally wrote the roster. You copied that into an AI music thing. And then you're like, this is our song. It's, there's no creativity. Back in my day, Leroy, artists had integrity. All right. Whether it was good or bad.
Part of the thing about music is the overall artist making it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why these AI things.
And that's what makes it, that's what makes it, you know, exciting. I mean, I don't know if anybody wants to just listen to music that's created by AI. You want to know the artist, you want to know like almost the story behind the artist, how they put it together. You know, it's kind of crazy that we people are satisfied with AI music.
Leroy, I'm going to say something really deep here, and I want you to store this in your little pocket of deep things that I say, because it's not a very deep pocket.
Right next to those biscuits?
Yes. I would say art in general and music is meant to evoke emotion. And when you manufacture something from a website via a prompt, it may sound sonically pleasing and it may check all the boxes that a song is supposed to have, but it won't evoke the same emotion as someone who is describing trauma they've experienced. Or, you know, it's the same reason why certain genres do better than others. You know, the electro vibe or the pop music vibe, you know, will never hit the same as, I don't know, like Amy Winehouse describing her battle of addiction, or, you know, Adele talking about a heartbreak that she experienced, just because it evokes those emotions. These AI things that come out for all of these, you know, commercials, or, you know, the fear that AI is going to take over the music industry, it'll never make, these things will never make you feel the same way Bob Marley, Lauryn Hill, you know, those things. You can't replace those with computers because there's, it evokes the emotion that cannot be explained.
AI can't tell a story.
Cannot, man. I mean, it'll tell the story that you write, but it's just, you're not going to feel it, dude. You're just not going to feel it. If you like reggae, if you like dancehall, if you like soca, you like compa, then come out to the Miami Improv. Your boy doing another Caribbean brunch. We did it in Fort Lauderdale. Sold the place out. We're doing it again in Miami. Only a couple tickets left. Please head over to MiamiImprov.com. I don't know if I can do that. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to do that because it's not our site. But hey, this is not a contest that has anything to do with Odyssey. This is me just utilizing a platform potentially illegally. Now, let's get into this story here. Leroy, did you see the game one NBA Finals had a, well, I can't call him a streaker, but a court stormer. Did you see that by any chance?
I did. Try to take a selfie.
Yes, this is the angle that has since been released of his selfie with Wembanyama. Here it is. Storms there, through, makes it on court. And as you can see, he doesn't even get him on the,
because he's too short.
No, Wemby's too tall, dude. Wemby is too tall. Does not make it. But here's some images of him getting escorted out. Seems very happy. And also right here, as you can see, him getting the selfie video. Now,
you know why that wouldn't happen in football, right?
Well, I mean, this specifically, well, one, because I've seen football players, they actually will discipline a fan. I saw you saw this most recent one, the Super Bowl. You saw the shirtless guy that ran on the field. Oh, he was dodging those security guards. Yeah, as soon as a player decided,
he had a wager.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, he doubled down, and is there going to be a streaker? And he put it into his own hands. And he also advertised his website on his back. So, I mean, it's a good – if you think about it, look, if you take into account court cost, bail, whatever the case may be, I'm not sure necessarily. He should have bet a lot, actually. He should have bet a lot because it's going to cost him a lot to get out of there. And actually, this guy is facing some charges, too. Now, as you can see from the picture, he is pretty young, but he is facing criminal charges for the selfie. He was arrested on two charges in connection with Wednesday night's stunt. Intentionally breached court security personnel, intentionally disrupting a lawful gathering through physical interference.
Oh, I got some news.
And you provided your own evidence to the court.
Yeah, you provided your own evidence, but you know, if anyone who sees that and they're kind of like, oh, all right, well, you know, same old same, whatever, kids will be kids, annoying, stupid. Buffalo Wild Wings saw that and said, you know what? Let's give this guy free food. Internet, help us find the banned fan. He can watch the rest of the finals at B-dubs on us. Now, the internet reacted to that, shaming Buffalo Wild Wings for what they were doing, for praising someone who committed a crime, essentially, did such an attention-seeking act. These are some of the responses. Holy L, why would we reward this guy? Another tweet here says, probably shouldn't be encouraging others to do something like this. And another response here is, great. Make this happen every finals now. Perfect. You want to make this a trend? Commit a crime. We will reward you here in Buffalo Wild Wings. What do you guys think of Buffalo Wild Wings rewarding this fan by offering to pay for their meals for the rest of the finals?
That means he's got to go there, right?
Oh, 100%. I'm cashing that. If I'm him.
And everybody else there is going to trash him.
Yeah, but I got a free chicken.
You want to be in public for that? For some free food?
Clearly this kid does. Because, I mean, he literally was screaming the word attention as he held on to Wembanyama.
I got some more important news.
Well, let's get to it at the start of next hour. We're going to take a break and come back with Leroy's important news right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.